This is Radio X.
Veteran singer Phil Collins has announced he's coming out of retirement for a comeback tour next summer. The former Genesis drummer and frontman will be back on the road, playing five nights in London, followed by 2 dates each in Paris and Cologne. Not dead yet, live will see the 65-year-old singer return with classics like In the Air Tonight and Another Day in Paradise. Collins has sustained nerve damage through years of drumming, meaning it's unlikely he'll get behind the kit when the tour starts in June next year. At a press conference, he said he didn't rule out a possible Genesis reunion either. Harry Shearer, best known today for being the voice of Mr. Burns in The Simpsons, is taking legal action against entertainment group Vivendi, claiming it has denied him and others profits from 1984's This is Spinal Tap. Shearer accuses Vivendi, which acquired the film in 1989, of conducting a fraudulent campaign to hide revenues. According to Vivendi, the actor's claims he and his co-creators were entitled to just $81 in merchandising income between 1984 and 2006. Vivendi has yet to respond to Shearer's demand for $125 million in damages. A pendant which rapper Tupac Shakur is said to have worn on the night he was shot in New York City has been put up for sale. The piece of jewellery was reportedly struck by a bullet when a gunman opened fire on Tupac at a Manhattan recording studio in November 1994. Tupac survived the attack but was killed 2 years later in a drive-by shooting in Las Vegas. The dented gold and diamond pendant has been listed by memorabilia dealer Moments in Time for $125,000. It's reported by TMZ that one of the rapper's family members has put the item up for sale. However, Tupac's estate is strongly against the listing and will file a lawsuit against anyone who buys or sells the pendant.